When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
Coffee Break Swedish Kulturhörnan, episode 7. Hej och välkomna till Coffee Break Swedish Kulturhörnan. Jag heter Lovisa.
Och jag heter Mark. Hur mår du, Lovisa?
Jag mår bra, hur mår du?
Jag mår också jättebra, tack. We're back with another kulturhörnan. We're back with another kulturhörna.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's en hörna.
Exactly.
And hörnan would be the definite form. So that's why we need to do that. We're back with another kulturhörna. And this time we're talking about a well-known Swedish author.
Yes, we're talking about Astrid Lindgren.
Astrid Lindgren. And I am sure that our listeners have heard of Astrid Lindgren. Or if they've not heard of her, at least they've heard of one of her characters. And we'll find out more about that in the text. Now, as we did last time, some of the text is in Swedish, some of it is in English, and then we'll go through the Swedish parts afterwards so that we can all understand things. But Lovisa, there is this crucial thing that we don't see the same thing in Swedish as we see in English.
Exactly. So we really need to listen.
Okay. I will do my best to listen. Ska vi börja?
Låt oss börja. But before we start with the text, I just want you to pay a little extra attention to two words that we're going to cover in this text.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, we'll listen out for the word hest.
Hest. Now, is that not a horse?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, I remember that from Dala, hest.
Precis. And then we're also going to listen out for the word apa, which I think Hannah mentioned briefly in one of the bonus episodes of Coffee Break Swedish.
Oh, now you're testing me. Apa. Is it another animal?
It is another animal.
Is it like an ape, a monkey?
Yes, it's a monkey.
Right.
That's
okay.
Perfect.
Okay, so hest and apa. We'll listen out for those two. Take it away with the text.
Så, en av de mest kända författarna i svensk historia är Astrid Lindgren. Och här i Sverige har vi alla läst Astrid Lindgrens böcker. If you ask almost anyone who has grown up in Sweden, they will most likely say that they have, at some point in their childhood, either read at least one of her books or had one read to them. Astrid Lindgren has written countless children's books. Några av hennes mest kända verk är Pippi Långstrump, Emil i Lönneberga, Madicken, Barnen i Bullerbyn och Bröderna Lejonhjärta. Many of her stories feature themes such as childhood and innocence, as well as death and religion. Pippi Långstrump, till exempel, handlar om världens starkaste flicka. Hon bor i ett stort gult hus tillsammans med sin apa, Herr Nilsson, och sin häst, Lilla Gubben. She often says that her mom is an angel. Hennes mamma är en ängel. And her dad, who was the king of the seven seas, fell overboard. Så hon bor i sitt stora gula hus och går på äventyr med sina vänner Tommy och Annika. Apparently, the character was made up by Astrid Lindgrens daughter, Karin, who, when she was ill with pneumonia, asked her mom to tell her the story of Pippi Långstrump. Astrid Lindgren was also politically active and advocated against animal cruelty and child abuse through a number of essays submitted to newspapers. Idag har hennes verk översatts till flera olika språk, bland annat engelska, tyska, franska och ryska. Och folk läser hennes böcker i hela världen.
Jättebra. Okej. Okay. Now, there were a few tricky bits in there, definitely. I was struggling a little bit with some of them, but I think if we go back through each of the Swedish sentences and talk about that, that will definitely help. So what was the first thing that you said?
The very first thing I said was en av de mest kända författarna i svensk historia är Astrid Lindgren.
Okay, so en av de mest kända. Now, kända is something that I think we've come across when we were doing descriptions of people. Does it mean famous?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, like kind of like known from the same root. Okay, so författarna are authors?
Exactly. That's the plural of författare.
Författare. Okay, författare and författarna. So en av de mest kända författarna i svensk historia är Astrid Lindgren. So one of the most well-known authors in Swedish history is Astrid Lindgren.
Perfekt.
Tack.
And then I say, och här i Sverige har vi alla läst Astrid Lindgrens böcker.
Okay, so what's läst?
It's the past tense of läsa.
Oh, to read.
Exactly.
Right. So, och här i Sverige, and here in Sweden, har vi alla läst Astrid Lindgrens böcker. So, we've all read Astrid Lindgrens böcker. Books, yeah.
Det var jättebra. Perfekt.
Okay.
And then I said, några av hennes mest kända verk är, and then I give some examples. So, can you work out what that Swedish part means?
Okay, now, I have the advantage that I'm also reading this, so I can see that Nora is kind of spelled Nogra. Can you say Nogra?
You can say Nogra. Okay. It's just when we're speaking, you know how Hannah does it as well. Native Swedish speakers tend to just sort of mush the words together.
Mush the words together, that's a technical term, yeah?
Exactly.
So, Nora means some. Is it the plural of Nogon and Nogot? Is that like something like that? Yeah. Okay, I remember that from somewhere. So, Nora av hennes mest kända verk. So, some of her most well-known works are, and then you give us some examples.
Yeah. So, for example, Pippi Långstrump.
So, that would be Pippi Longstocking in English.
Yeah.
Who else do we have?
Emil I Lönneberga.
I'm not sure whether that... Well, I don't know if there's an English translation of that. Do you know?
I don't really think there is. Lönneberga is a place name. Mm-hmm. And Emil is a boy.
Okay, so Emil in Lönneberga.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then we have Madicken.
What is that?
Which also is a name of a character.
Okay.
Barnen I Bullerbyn.
Okay, would that be the child in Buller Town, Boon, or something like that?
That was almost perfect. The child is Barnet.
Of course, because it's an et word. So Barnen is the plural form, isn't it? The children.
Exactly, it's a plural definite.
Right, the children in Buller Boon then. Okay.
Yeah. And then I also say Bröderna Lejonhjärta.
So that is that the brothers Lionheart?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Excellent. Let's go on with our next sentence.
Pippi Långstrump, till exempel, handlar om världens starkaste flicka.
Okay, so I know stark as strong, because I think stark mat was something we talked about, strong spicy food or something like that.
Yeah, precis.
Okay, so Pippi Långstrump, till exempel, for example, handlar om, we've seen this already, it's about världens starkaste flicka. So the world's strongest girl?
Precis, perfect.
Okay.
So this next sentence, let's split it up because it is quite long.
Mm-hmm.
So we start with, hon bor I ett stort gult hus.
Right, so this, we're back to our adjective practice here. So we've got hon bor I ett stort good hus. She lives in a big yellow house.
Det var perfekt.
Okay, good.
The next part. Tillsammans med sin apa, Herr Nilsson.
Okay, tillsammans med sin apa, Herr Nilsson. So together with her monkey, yep. Herr Nilsson, Mr. Nilsson.
Precis.
Okay.
And then the next part. Och sin häst, lilla gubben.
Okay, och sin häst, lilla gubben. And with her horse, lilla gubben. So that's little something. Is gubben something to do with, like, when we learned your gubbar?
Yeah, there's actually a bit of a story there. So, okay. The word for strawberry, jordgubbe, which we had in the last episode, if you break it down, it means like earth man.
Earth man?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't ask me why, that's just how it is.
Okay.
And then gubbe is really, it means old man. But you can also use it when you're talking to like little children or animals as well.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Right. Okay. In Scotland, we would probably say, right, wee man or something like that.
Yeah.
Like a wee man.
Exact.
Okay. So, lilla gubben, so little old man, the horse or something
yeah.
like that. Okay, good. Let's go on to our next part of the Swedish text.
Yeah. So, the next part is, hennes mamma är en ängel.
So her mum is an angel. That's straightforward enough.
Yeah. And then, så hon bor i sitt stora gula hus och går på äventyr med sina vänner, Tommy och Annika.
Okay, so hon bor i sitt stora gula hus. So she lives in her big yellow house.
Yeah.
So, why is it stora gula hus, but earlier it was ett stort gult hus?
Well, that's a bit of tricky Swedish grammar that we haven't really covered yet so far in the Coffee Break podcast, but just know for now that it's a definite form of the adjective.
Oh, right, yeah. Okay, I think maybe at some point Hannah's mentioned the idea that it's like if it would be den stora bil, the big car.
Yeah,
or den stora bilen.
Den stora bilen, precis.
Bilen, okay. So you need the definite article in there at the end. Den stora bilen. Det stora huset.
Ja, exakt.
Right, okay. I think we'll leave that there. Okay.
Let's move on.
So she lives in her big yellow house, and then you said och går på äventyr, and she goes on adventures.
Yeah.
Med sina vänner Tommy och Annika. So she goes on adventures with her friends Tommy and Annika.
Yeah.
Okay, just before we go on, talking of äventyr, I do hope that all our listeners are already subscribed to our new monthly adventures newsletter. Because it's called Eventyr med Coffee Break Swedish, and it's a great way to practice your Swedish and also get all the links to all of our content that we put out all the time. So make sure you're subscribed to that. Just go to coffeebreaklanguages.com/newsletter, and there you'll be able to sign up for our Eventyr newsletter. Just take Swedish, obviously, and any other languages that you like.
And if you don't want to remember that, you can just go to the episode description where we'll put a link that gets you exactly to that page.
Perfect. Okay, let's do our final very long sentence in this passage.
Yeah, I think we'll split that one up as well. So we'll take it bit by bit. We start with, idag har hennes verk översatts till flera olika språk.
Okay, so idag is today.
Yes.
Har hennes verk översatts. Now, in our episodes, we do översättning.
Ja.
Translation. So, översatts must be translated. So, today has her work been translated, or today her work has been translated till flera olika språk, to many other languages.
Ja, perfekt.
Okay.
And then I go, bland annat engelska, tyska, franska och ryska.
Okay, I've not heard the phrase brantannat.
No, that's a new one.
I'm guessing because English, German, French and Russian come next. Does it mean like among others or
yeah,
including?
Exact. Among others. That's the literal translation.
Okay. So her work's been translated in many other languages, among others, English, German, French and Russian.
And the last bit. Och folk läser hennes böcker i hela världen.
And people read her books in the whole world.
Perfect.
Jättebra. Okay, can I ask you just to read through the full sentences that we have in Swedish one more time so that we can hear them again, Lovisa?
Ja. So, let's go. En av de mest kända författarna i svensk historia är Astrid Lindgren. Och här i Sverige har vi alla läst Astrid Lindgrens böcker. Några av hennes mest kända verk är Pippi Långstrump, Emil i Lönneberga, Madicken, Barnen i Bullerbyn och Bröderna Lejonhjärta. Pippi Långstrump till exempel handlar om världens starkaste flicka. Hon bor i ett stort gult hus tillsammans med sin apa Herr Nilsson och sin häst Lilla Gubben. Så hon bor i sitt stora gula hus och går på äventyr med sina vänner Tommy och Annika. Idag har hennes verk översatts till flera olika språk, bland annat engelska, tyska, franska och ryska. Och folk läser hennes böcker i hela världen.
Oh, I am very, very pleased to realize quite how much of that I understood as we went through it again. So, jättebra, tack så mycket!
Tack så mycket!
Okay, next time, what are we talking about on Kulturhjärnan?
Next time we're talking about different music shows that tend to be aired on TV during the summer in Sweden.
Okay, could we say ett annat svensk sommartradition?
En annan svensk sommartradition.
I was almost there. So tradition is an N-word, so en annan svensk sommartradition.
Ja, det var perfekt.
Well, hopefully by next time I'll have remembered that tradition is indeed an N-word. Tack så mycket, Lovisa.
Tack så mycket, Mark.
Och hej då.
Hej då.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.